Now, what are you doing to fight climate change? That's what Australian environmentalist and social worker Kim Nguyen wants ordinary people to ask themselves. For his part, he's bicycling from Brisbane, Australia to Copenhagen in Denmark. 15 months into his journey, Kim arrived in Prague for a lap around Wenceslas Square and some meetings with the press to promote the idea that if he can cycle halfway around the world, certainly others can cycle to work. Christian Falvey has the story.
If you really want to do something for climate change, you're probably going to have to change your lifestyle somehow. 27-year-old Kim Nguyen wants to remind you of a simple tool with which to do that, the bicycle. To that end, he began the Ride Planet Earth project, a 25,000-kilometer trip across Asia and Europe ending at the UN Climate Change Conference, which takes place in Copenhagen on December 5th.
I hope that in Copenhagen, the government delegates that are there will listen and then support non-motorized transport as part of the solution to climate change.
So far, Kim has succeeded in building enthusiasm, with hundreds of people accompanying him on bicycles for spans of several hours to several weeks. Another major aim in Riding the Planet, though, has been to collect first-hand stories of climate change to present in Copenhagen. There, he hopes to tell of Aboriginals in northern Australia dealing with increased flooding and tropical storms, and farmers in Southeast Asia coping with food shortages as changing rain patterns play havoc with their harvests, among other things.
Another example is in Mongolia, where people still, many of them outside of the city and even in the city, live a lifestyle that is very similar to what they were living, say, 200 years ago or more. With the difference being that most of the tents, most of the places where the Mongolian people live have now a small solar panel to provide them electricity for radio or something like that. And it is just astonishing to see that these people who are having one of the smallest carbon footprints of anybody are also taking the action that we all should be taking in that they're using renewable energy, but also are the people who are harshly affected by climate change when it's not caused by them at all.
And as a bit of added inspiration for Czechs who might consider pulling their bicycle out of the garage instead of their car, they should know that they have a wonderful country for a bicycle ride. Take it from a man who has ridden through about a dozen countries in the last year and a half.
Actually, Czech Republic has been easily one of my favorite places to cycle. It was incredible to find this network of roads where you can pick so many different routes, and so many are small rural roads with not much traffic, and it seems like every road is a bicycle path somehow.
One of the aims of the Copenhagen Conference is to create a successor to the Kyoto Protocol, which ends in 2012. By that time, Kim Nguyen hopes that Ride Planet Earth will have helped bring together people from around the world for his next endeavor, a carbon-neutral travel project that will be, quote, more grand scale.
And thanks to Christian Falvey for that.